Cari giovani, buonasera. È bello essere qui con voi.
Hello, my name is Laurel. I'm from the beautiful Caribbean island of Grenada. This year, 2016, was my first experience of World Youth Day. For me, it was an amazing, truly spiritual experience. Firstly, I wanted to go to the World Youth Day, not because I'm a youth anymore. I think I've passed that stage in life, but I think it's good to be around young people. And I really wanted a reawakening of my spirituality, which I think was sort of dwindling. And World Youth Day afforded me that opportunity to reconnect with my own faith, to reconnect with young people, and to experience the universality of my faith, which I saw so strongly expressed by young people from all over the world through the mass, through our outdoor encounters, and through the hospitality offered by different people in the different areas where we were hosted. It was great overall. I think it was really well organized. Such an encounter takes a lot of preparation. You're catering for millions of people, and I think the coordination, the logistics, the structure was well put together. I can see that the people put a lot of effort, they invested a lot of money, they invested a lot of love above all to ensure that things went relatively smooth. There were hiccups, you would expect that, that's normal for an event of that magnitude, but there was nothing that was overwhelming that we could not handle at the World Youth Day. I really liked, personally, I liked the experience of the 18-mile walk, 9 miles to and 9 miles from the Sanctuary of Mercy. That experience really put us in touch with the reality and the sufferings of human beings in different parts of the world. The refugee crisis, the situation of people being hungry in so many parts of the world. So it actually brought home to us, you know, the opportunity to identify with them in a real way, to experience the suffering and to be mindful that we need to be merciful to people in need. And they can come from anywhere, they can be right among us present. So I really like that opportunity to be real, not just see things from an abstract perspective, but to actually live it when we had to stay that night in the open field after the long 9 mile walk to and 9 mile walk from the sanctuary. I would encourage young persons, young Catholics who are struggling with their faith, with their beliefs, to embrace the opportunity to attend World Youth Day. To be present with those who share your faith, to hear their testimonies, to hear the message from the Pope. And this year, you know, we focus on mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. It was really a powerful theme because the world, our present realities in this world, shows that we need to be merciful. I don't think there has been a time more than now in our history that people need to be merciful towards others. Spiritual mercy, physical mercies, taking in the refugees, providing shelter to those in need of shelter, food and drink, visiting the sick, as well as the spiritual aspects of mercy, being meek and humble, being merciful. So I think, you know, people need to embrace the opportunity. There's always a cost, but here is where our faith comes into action. When I heard about World Youth Day, I just wanted to go. I didn't think about the obstacles. I just thought about the opportunity that was ahead of me. and I did not spend time focusing on where the money was coming from or all the other things that I would need. And it just happened because my faith was working for me. And I have a very special testimony to share. I prayed for one thing all along that journey, above all other things. I've had a health issue for over 3 years. I've been going to various doctors, doing various tests, scans, x-rays, and they were not able to diagnose what the problem was. It was a problem with my throat. I've been in constant pain for over 3 years, taking medication, and I prayed for healing. And I do believe a miracle happened for me on this journey. Something happened, and whatever was there came out of my body. It was amazing, and I feel that I am healed of this problem. I have not had the pain since that day. So this is my very strongest personal testimony from the whole experience. I think I can claim a miracle of healing.
Noi adesso non ci metteremo a gridare contro qualcuno, non ci metteremo a litigare, non vogliamo distruggere, non vogliamo insultare. Noi non vogliamo vincere l'odio con più odio, vincere la violenza con più violenza. Vincere il terrore con più terrore. E la nostra risposta a questo mondo in guerra ha un nome. Si chiama fraternità. Si chiama fratellanza. Si chiama comunione. Si chiama famiglia. Festeggiamo il fatto che veniamo da culture diverse e ci uniamo per pregare. La nostra migliore parola, il nostro miglior discorso sia unirci in preghiera. Facciamo un momento di silenzio e preghiamo. Mettiamo davanti a Dio le testimonianze di questi amici. Identifichiamoci con quelli per i quali la famiglia è un concetto inesistente. La casa solo un posto dove dormire e mangiare, o con quelli che vivono nella paura di credere che i loro errori e peccati li abbiano tagliati fuori definitivamente. Mettiamo alla presenza del nostro Dio anche le vostre guerre, le nostre guerre, le lotte che ciascuno di noi porta di sé nel proprio cuore. E per questo, per essere in famiglia, in fratellanza, tutti insieme, vi invito a alzarvi, a prendervi dalla mano e pregare in silenzio. Tutti.